I wanted to take you to a passage of scripture today in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I want to talk to you about the importance in your devotion today of being free of offense. And in this regard, the Bible has two categories dealing with being free from offense. The first category is a reminder that we shouldn't carry offense. And the second category is a reminder that we shouldn't unnecessarily cause offense. The one idea is the idea of not sort of walking around on eggshells, worrying about everybody's opinion. But the other is also to not walk around with a big ego and hurting people along the way and being absent-minded or insensitive to what that looks like. And this idea forms part of our conversation of a yes and amen attitude. I think it's so important that whatever we do in life, that we are better for it as people, that the weight on our shoulders is appropriate, it's biblical and it's sound, and we shouldn't carry stuff we don't need in the future. And so with that in mind, I want to read to you what 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 29 from the Message says. This is really powerful. It says, "But except for a few special cases," Paul says, "I'm not going to walk around on eggshells worrying about what small-minded people might say. I'm going to stride free and easy, knowing what our large-minded master has already said about me." So it starts out with this incredibly powerful passage of scripture or concept that Paul writes and says, you know, they're always going to be, he calls them small-minded people who are going to have lots to say, and I'm not going to worry about that. But then as he goes on, he introduces the second idea in verse 31 or 32. In this case, he's using food, what we eat, as an example. He says this, "Whatever we do, we should do to the glory of God. Even in eating, we should please God and not ourselves. As a matter of fact, do everything that way, heartily and freely, to give God's glory. At the same time, don't be callous in your exercise of freedom, thoughtlessly stepping on the toes of those who aren't as free yet. I try my best to be considerate of everyone's feelings in these things in the hope that I might bring them Christ." This passage of scripture is huge for me. The Message translation has its way into our hearts, doesn't it? If I'm ever studying something theologically, I always go to a more developed or mature translation. If I'm studying something practically, though, I love reading the Message. Here's what he's saying. He's saying, I have this tension or balance about carrying offense and causing offense. On the one hand, I want to be mature enough and big-minded enough not to let things that people say bother me. On the other hand, I want to make sure that I'm not callous and just simply ignore and be insensitive to other people's needs. And as a result, cause offense, because I won't have a testimony if I do that. And so there are a couple of ideas about this passage of scripture that are really powerful in this yes and amen go-getter attitude that God wants us to have, to be able to take a hold of and make the most of and create personal and family wealth in our hearts and in goods. We have to be wise not to cause offense or to carry offense, because both affect our testimony. In the one instance, we become bitter and we're not a good light to the world. And in the other sense, we cause bitterness. And then when you want to bring Christ to people, they reject it because their hearts have been hardened. You've got to have some degree of sensitivity to what that looks like. So I want to encourage you today that we have a maturity to know, don't walk around on eggshells, don't walk around on ego. Somewhere between the two, there is the spiritual balance. The second thing is, if we live free from offense, this passage of scripture says, you know, we can stride free from that kind of thing. Your energy level, your testimony is good, but your energy is good. When you're burdened by offense, even though you might not like to acknowledge it, it drains you. It takes up energy to carry offense. It takes up energy to keep causing offense. And when you take all that up, you're losing that from the ability to be able to walk free. You know, a free walk means uninhibited, unrestrained, full of enthusiasm and energy, a sort of joyful walk. And so there is a testimony consequence, there is an energy consequence. And then thirdly, if we carry offense or cause offense, then there is also a consequence on our purity. Testimony, energy purity. There's a consequence on our purity. We block things that could be coming our way when we are offended or we keep causing offense. This is a really incredible passage of scripture when we live in a world where if you take 5 minutes on Facebook, you probably could find something offensive, or you might even write something something offensive. There has to be a line somewhere that we have to just be wise in recognizing that not everything we see is as important or as meaningful as we might think. Only things that are biblical last eternally. And that we have to have the wisdom not only to avoid causing offense, but also avoid carrying offense. That sometimes we might walk around callously, not recognizing that we can could be a little bit more sensitive. The more mature you are, I mean, the more you restrain yourself for the sake of Christ in others. The objective isn't to restrain yourself for punishment, it's to restrain yourself so others might see Christ. And if all people see is my personal opinion on everything, they might never see my relationship with Him. Because all they're getting is me. And so I really want to encourage you out of this passage of scripture today as you head out in your day. Don't carry offense. Don't cause offense. Be wise enough not to walk around on eggshells like a timid little soul, but also don't walk around on ego, just insensitively stepping on people, getting whatever you want, whenever you want it. Part of growing up means that my testimony matters, my energy level matters, and my purity matters. It's all wrapped up in that thing we call a relationship with Christ. So I hope that's all been helpful to you this morning, and I'm going to pray a prayer and ask the Lord to help us live free. I think that's the power of that passage of scripture. Have the Lord help us live free. Share this video with your friends or family. It could be really helpful. And look forward to a bit of a change to the devotions for the month of March as we head into Easter weekend. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you so much that your word is truth. It sets us free, and even when it is uncomfortable at times, its goal is always to produce Christ-likeness in us. We pray, Lord, that you'll teach us not to walk around timidly like on eggshells, but also not to walk around callously like on ego. We pray, Lord, that you'll remind us our testimony, our energy, and our purity matter, and that we're to maintain those things by glorifying you in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.